Well, thanks for joining us here on the Midday Report. So just before the news headlines, we were talking about Tito Mboweni's decision around the 10.5 billion rand for the business rescue plan and restructuring of South African Airways. The Minister of Public Enterprises has issued a statement saying he's welcoming government's commitment to providing that money. However, he says he's shocked and disappointed with parties and some analysts' lack of insight, financial literacy and understanding of governance processes. He's pointing out that many SAA employees face the risk, the threat of losing their jobs, and he's criticizing the DA for being so critical of this decision. So what do the unions say about it? Phakamile Hlubi-Majola is NUMSA's spokesperson joining us now. Phakamile, thanks for your time today. What is NUMSA's reaction to this announcement by Tito Mboweni on SAA yesterday?
Good afternoon and good afternoon to your listeners. Thank you for having me on your show. As NUMSA and as SAACA, of course, we welcome the decision that finally the money which SAA has been requiring in order to fund the business rescue and the restructuring has been allocated. You'll remember, Mandy, that in December, when BPE and Treasury made the announcement that SAA was to be placed under business rescue, already by then they had made commitments to the fact that they would fund that restructuring. So the fact that this money has been allocated is in line with that decision. Secondly, we also want to echo the sentiments made by the minister with respect to the reckless statements made by the DA, and also, if I might add, by Alta, who are calling for a boycott of SAA on the basis that this money was allocated. It's grossly irresponsible for anybody who claims to have any kind of position, particularly politically, to make such a statement, which basically calls for 34,000 people to lose their jobs. Because that is the impact of SAA on the entire industry of aviation in this country. It has it creates 34,000 jobs along the value chain. So the collapse of SAA, it's not just a company. It's an entire value chain that would be, and then right now is in serious crisis because of the fact that there is a travel ban in place and SAA is not flying.
Phakamile, I have to ask you though, there's a lot of criticism for this decision. We've heard already from people speaking about the police and education budgets that have been cut as a result of this. A lot of frustration that this money is now going back into SAA. Do you understand or appreciate or acknowledge that criticism and feel that that money could have been better spent elsewhere?
Absolutely don't support that at all. And I'll tell you why, Mandy. Because to support that level of thinking would be to pretend that workers and their families are responsible for the state that SAA finds itself in. The fact of the matter is that SAA exists as a state-owned entity and is, in terms of an act of government, is supposed to be funded. So government actually has a legal obligation to provide funding for the state-owned entity. We can obviously appreciate the frustrations of the public with respect to how money has been wasted. No one understands this better than our members. They're the ones actually who have paid the highest price for this 10.5 billion. In order for us to arrive here, 2,000 jobs had to be shed from SAA as part of the restructuring plan. And for the last 5 months, our members have been without any salary. And yet they are not the ones who brought SAA to the brink of collapse. It was poor decision making on the part of both of Treasury, I might add, as shareholder, and BPE for failing to act at the time when the airline was in crisis.
Phakamile Hlubi-Majola, NUMSA spokesperson, thank you for sharing your views with us. I'd love to know what you think. Do you agree with the unions? Do you agree with Phakamile there? Or do you agree with Eco Education and with what Gareth Newham was saying to us? Let me know your thoughts on what you think about this SAA 10.5 billion rand.